Again, ein liyela ish sheherich. I only know so for a person, an ish, a man, could be mechayv himself the parsha verchin. Dein ish ben ish, he could accept upon himself either to pay how much he's worth, or either how much an ish is worth. But isha sheherichah ish, I don't know if an isha puts upon herself the chiv to pay how much a man is worth. Or else isha sheherichah isha, an isha puts upon herself how much another lady is worth, meaning that she could put a chiv upon herself. Again, Talmud Lehm, another drasha is nefashos. As mashma, any nefesh, even an ish also is nefashah verchin. We'll soon see how Kadash and all these things from the same words. I thought that they're all shava, it's a similar drasha, and nefashos means all these things together. Yeah, Dover Rach, another pshat is, the pasuk says again the word nefashos. So you say, L'rabbi, so this was negated to us. We asked B'shalom before, how do we know to be marb, even a manuvel and nukashin? Now we're up to it. Again, another drasha, the pasuk says the words nefashos. So we say, L'rabbi, as it comes to include, a manuvel and nukashin. Because otherwise, Shiyach, whoever thought like this, ne der bi'erkecho, the pasuk says. So, kol shiyesh nebedomim. It says mashma neder, you can make a neder in your erkecho. So neder pasha means to mechayv yourself to pay money, but there is a neder. So I would have thought like this: kol sheyeshna b'domim, yeshna berchin. It was in the parasha of domim, they have the parasha of erchin. But b'chol sheyna b'dom, somebody has no value to himself, like a manuvel or a mukashchin. Maybe eino b'erchin, maybe there's no parasha of erchin upon him. Talmudim, the pasuk says no nefashos. Mashm any nefesh, even though the person's a manuvel, disgusting, or with leprosy, still he has the parsha verchin. You go bossa how old he is, and that's what the Torah says he's worth. That's a parsha verchin, even by a manuvel mukashkin. Good, so that's how we know to Marbin in the Malmishnah when it says hakol nerchin, that even a manuvel mukashkin also has erchin to them. Now the more dashans, the pasuk says vahoya erkecha, says that erch should be. So next to word vahoya. So we say, L'rabbo is tumtum v'yadrugnis l'domim. To teach us that even though an adrugnis, that's a sophic ish and a tumtum, they're not the parsha of erchin, but the parsha of domim they are, they can mechayv themselves to pay domim. Shiyachos, I would have thought to say, the pasuk says, neder b'yerkecho. So the hekesh to neder means domim, you want to be mechayv yourself to pay the value, and erchin is how much the Torah says you're worth. So I would have thought to say, make the hekesh here to say, that kol sheyesh neberchin, anybody that's in the parasha of erchin, then yesh nebedomim. If he wants to, he can stop being mechayv himself, but there is a neder, the value of somebody. But the kol shey neberchin, like an adrugnis, a sofakish, is not in the parasha of erchin, because there it says, zoch avadai, nekev avadai. So I would have thought to say, a sofik is ein nebedomim, who didn't give him mechayv himself to pay money either with a neder. Is Talmud Lehman, that's the person that says, no, v'hoyo erkecho. It says, v'hoyo, that's a rebo like that he could make erchin. See, even though in the parasha of erchin he can't do it, but it's the main winya of erchin, put the parasha for domim. They said that a sofik ish, sofik isha, could be mechayv himself money. Now the pasuk says erkecha hazocher, so he dashed and says the word hazocher, which means zocher loy tumtum adrugna. It has to be a vadai zocher and not a sofik. Yochel, I would have thought to say loy hei berchish. We don't value him like a man. But maybe Avayiyo Bierach Isha, maybe it's in the value how much an Isha is worth. Talmud Pasuk says, no, Vahoyo Erkecho HaZocher V'im Nekeva. He Zocher Vadai Nekeva Vadois. And the Klam is only a Chiv Parshas Erchin by a Vadai Zocher or a Vadai Nekeva. But V'loy Tumtum V'Adrugnis. A person that's a Tumtum V'Adrugnis, a Sofik Isha, there's no Parsh of Erchin. So that was the Pasuk before the Reba, Vahoyo, that even though he has no parsha of erchin, but the ma'aseh b'torah for neder, he could be mechayv himself to pay the money that he could. He's not himself to pay d'me'olai how much he's worth. Yeah. No, mama, what we say before, let me start being mefarish d'braisa. We learned before it says be erkecho. So it said it means l'rabois erech stam. That somebody stam says I'm ma'arech, I'm gonna put a chiv erech upon me stam. It doesn't say how much and who, it just says stam. So now the question is, my erech stam or sosim, what does it mean erech sosim? Or shal ha'igoros here, sosim or stam. So most of the time it was done like this. So ima erech sosim. Somebody stam says, I want to mechayv myself an erech. Olai. That's how much I want to have to give to the base, to the bedek abayis. So how much does he have to give? So lochor is, noisein kepochesh yeberchin. The least amount of erechin is a girl, the young girl, she has to only give 3 three sloyim, that's all. The kama pokah sheberchin, shloish shegolim, that's three shegolim. That's the least amount of erchin there is three shegolim. Rashi says shloish shegolim, the sibul in the keva, shloish shegolim, v'zeh pokah sheberchin, that's the least amount to give. So we ask the question, why? Why do you say when a guy says erich stam? He means the smallest amount. V'yema, why don't you say he means the largest amount? V'yema say, chamishim, maybe say he means the most, he means 50. So it says not a famous klal always, if you don't know what to do, large or small, is to fast, the merubala to fast, and never chap, never grab the largest sum. Maybe we'll find out you're wrong. But to fast, the more to fast, if you chap, grab hold of the smallest sum, that for sure you're right, you can't go wrong. But there may be more included, but this much for sure is included. So you always have a doubt to take on more or smaller, we always take on smaller. Fred Gemara is so v'yema shekel, so don't say three, maybe even one shekel is enough to have to pay. T'chzid like v'dashim yifor v'chol erkech ha'yiyah b'shekel ha'kodesh. That there is an erkech only with one shekel, not even three. Gemara says, no, who? That pasha of one shekel we had before was p'yisig yad hu t'chziv. That's talking about someone that had a chiyah to pay more money for his erkech, whatever it was, whether 50, 20, 30. But it comes out the time he has to pay if he's poor, he doesn't have any money. So their bezin value is how much he's worth. And according to that, he has to pay. So the chiddush is, let's say Mamet doesn't have a penny to his name. Still, he can't give less than a shekel. He has to wait until he gets a shekel, and then he pays. That's the least that he could pay. That's only by his sigyad. But the person that could afford it, that's a question, how much of an erchin he's putting upon himself by saying erchin stam, so the smallest amount is three shekelim, that's how much he has to pay. Samar says, v'yela kruo lomli, like, what are the posik for? The kruo pshita like that then. We're saying it's a sro, what do you have to have the posik? That the erkecho to dash an erech stam. So Moritz says, Omer Rav Nachman or Rabba Bavua, Loima means to tell us, Sheina Nidin Bisig Yad, that I would have thought to say that maybe he is has a pash like Hisig Yad. But since it's erech stam, maybe, I would have thought this, he says erech stam. So we're saying not true, he has to pay three. But I would have thought to say, let's say he's very poor and he can't afford to pay three. Maybe he could only pay one. So that's the Chiddush know that he can't. And my time, what's the reason why not? Why should it be worse than any other erchin? That even though you mechayiv yourself to pay more, when it comes to the actual payment, if you can't afford it, there's a parsha of hisig yad, you only have to pay what you could afford. Sakamir, we say less than three, he can't, he has to pay three. Samar says, my time, what's the reason? Kimeforish dummy. It's like he spell it out clearly. But she says, the chivun diyam erich stam alai, for your day he knows that the smallest erchin is three. If he says, if he said upon himself, Harei alai gimush kolam dimei, for loy dom liyom erich yolai, it's not like dermat erich olai. That's only erich olai, the din erich of the Torah. But here, when you said erich stam, it's like you're speaking out clearly, you mechai yourself to pay three shkolam no matter what. So even though you're poor, you'll have to wait until you get three shkolam, and you'll only be yotzi yachoy when you pay the three shkolam. Yeah. He could the army something like this. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Bavua, no? That Rav Nachman says the name of Amar Rav Bavua, that yes, that Nidim Vistig Yad, yes, that even though this person said Erechen Stam, which means he's mechayiv himself to pay three shkolim, the time when he pays it, he can't afford it, he only has to pay what he can afford, even one. And this one says, Pshita, like, why not? Why is he any different than any other Erechen? So we must see if the Chiddush is, Mal the time I would have thought to say, can the first dumb here attack its worst? Here it's like he said clearly he has the chiyuv to give three and he can't pay less than three. His kamash will know that's still called the din of erchin, and if he can't afford more than one, he only has to pay one. Dovrach, another pshat with dashing forward when it says berkecho, means erech kulay hu naisein veina naisein erech demei avorim. He only has what he has the right. He has the chiyuv erchin upon your body. You can't just take how much your leg is worth. So we're asked the question, how can you dash in this way for Afrik de Erech Stam? We already used this pasuk Yerkecho to teach us that when you say Erech Stam, you mean three shkolim. So we're asked Echnami, Korebe Erech B'Yerkecho. It's like two drushes. The Torah could have wrote the word Erech, and it says Erkecho, so you could dash in two things from this pasuk. Right, and then we explained that Yochlai would have thought to say, Shani Moitzi Dovash and Neshamat Luyaba. I'll take out something that Neshamat Luyaba. Is Talmulay Menon Nefoshis, that if somebody says, Erchi, how much my head is worth, or Erchi, my heart, since that's what your nefesh is totally in, and echnaim mederes tchal v'chiv upon your whole body. So that's the pasuk of nefoshes. Here, Talmudim nefoshes. Then we dash in nefoshes. Also says v'lo yasameis. Not the person is dead; he has to be alive. So that's the question. How can you dash in this way? I have your fikta. We use the word nefoshes to teach us that the dovash and neshama tluyaba is in the pasuk of erchin. So how do I know not to say not a mace? Smur says true. Rafita Kori Bay Nefesh Nefosha. Torah could just wrote the word Nefesh. Now that it says Nefosha, so hear both. Right, then we darshin Oitzias a mace, only exclude a mace, there's no Pasha Berchin, but maybe below Oitzias a grace, not going to take out a graces. On this time, the apostle says, Vehemid Veherich. It says, no, Vehemid and Veherich. That he has to be able to be standing up, and then there's a Pasha Berchin. Freddy Mori Yochi, so, mace nami, even a mace also. Typically, me be on the derech. What about the dash the word in the freshest for this? A mace also can't stand up. So the parasha of erechon is only someone that could stand up in front of the kohen. So I should know from this parasha of the hemid that a mace it has no erechon and not a goyses. So most of the zochinam is taka true. You're right. And so we on nefesh the freshest lomli. What do I need the extra word like nefesh? Then the word in the first. What are the two drushes here? So Mer says, could the bein levan come on like we're going to say like we saw before, said it before already? So what the parasha continued on and said. That Dovrach, another pshat was Nefoshes, it says, is Ein Leyele Echot Sherech Echot. One person is Mechayv himself to pay one Erechin. Echot Sherech Meim, in the hand of one person can Mechayv himself to pay 100 Erechin. Talmud says the word Nefoshes. Another Joshua was Dovrach, Nefoshes, it says, Mashma, a lot of Nefoshes. Is Ein Leyele Ish Sherech Benish Benisha. Isha Sharicha Ish, Visha Sharicha Isha Minayin, Isha Sharicha Ish. How do we know the lady though? Whether she takes upon himself to pray the Erechin of a man, or the Erechin of another Isha, I don't know, she also is in the Pasha of Erechin. Tamlem has a drush of Nefoshah, that she's also in the Pasha. So Rach, another Pshat Vidashin was Nefoshah's, Lovi Menuv, Lomukashchin, that even though he doesn't have any value to himself, still there's a Pasha of Erechin. So the question is, how do you know all these drushes from the word Nefoshah's? I have a Fikta Lahanach. We already used the word Nefoshah's, to dash in the drushes before. So how could you keep on dashing more and more justice from the same word, the freshest? Samara says, no. The answer is, I'll tell you, Hanuk Letzricha Kroh. That all the ones before do not need like a special drosha. I'll tell you what, Kishokalu, Vivian Kum, they're all equal, they're all equal svaras. First and the freshest, Mashma, more than one, Ish, Isha, it's all the svara. Abi, you're an Efesh, alive, this, that, they're all the same thing. As long as it's an Efesh, there's a Pasha Verchen on it. So really, all of them are not together from one word, the freshest. So it still says two nefesh and nefoshes. That's like another last Rosh Hashanah also. Yes, Kisukro, we don't need a real pasuk for. So one is for all those other drushes. They're all shakal, they're all equal. But the second one I need for is our drusha, lemanuva lemukashkinu disr. I need it for that drusha. That even though he has no domim on him, he has no value to himself, but still he is in the pasha verkin. That's the chiddush of manuva lemukashkin. Yeah. The other one says, for the pasuk says, "V'oyi erkechot," we dashim before, is l'rabbi's tumtum v'yadrugnis l'domim. That a sofik is sofik ish, even though he's not in the pasha of erchin, but he's mechayv himself to pay domim stam, but it's like a neder to pay the domim. Now he's in the pasha. The domim he has the chiddush. That's in the drasha of v'oyi erkechot. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side. Samura says, "Lomli kro." What are we in the pasuk for? Lo ye ela demei dikla, like why is it worth when someone's mechayiv himself to pay the value of a tree? Like the value of a sofik man, isha, so what? He still has value to him. Ilu oma demei dikla milo yoiv, if someone would say, I want to mechayiv himself to give the value of this tree to Hegdish, wouldn't he have a chiv how much it's worth? It's the same thing, pshit, if you say, I want to give the value of this tumtim, pshit, you have to give it to Hegdish. So my Rav said, the pshat is lem, it comes to teach us here, shenidim bechvoidoi. The chiddush here right now is that he has the chiddush of bechvoidoi going according to how value the part of his body is. Nidim bechvoidoi means, Rashi says, shenidim bechvoidoi, shenidim kuloi achareiv urechod, shekvoidoi toliboi. That means, Ever shana shomat luyibo. Shemoma demei roishulai. Someone says, I want to pay the value of my head.
is noisim the mekul, he has to pay the value of his whole body. Means something like his nefesh is totally enough kvoidoi, he has to pay his whole body. That's the chiddush from the drasha over here. Because otherwise, thought like this. Pasuk says, "Neder biyerkecho ksiv." So what does that to say? Kol sheyesh neberchin. Some it's nepasha berchin. Need the mechvoide. Then we go after his roishay. But the kol shein neberchin. Some it's not nepasha berchin. Like this tumtum viadrugnis. Then not nepasha berchin. So maybe ain't a need the mechvoide. If a tumtum viadrugnis does upon himself or somebody else does upon him, he wants to mechayev his value just how much his head is worth. So maybe you only go boss how much his head is worth, not boss for his whole body. Is Kamashmalon, yes, that even a Tumtum and Jurgnus, somebody says, I want to Machai himself, how much his head is worth, since his whole life is totally in the head, you have to pay how much his whole body is worth. That's the Kiddush. Omalei Abayi says back, Udulayis, Biyechel, the true, what you're saying, so much not in the Pasha of Erechin. Midin the Bechvoid is a fact of truth that if he says he's Machai just to pay the head, you have to pay the whole body, the whole value of the whole body, like you're saying by Tumtum and Jurgnus. Even though they're not in the Pasha Berchen, they in this Pasha Bechvoid, is it true what you're saying, for a tiny belong like this, Roish Evet is the Hegdish. Somebody says, the head of my Evet, I want to make Hegdish. Is who the Hegdish should from by? So it doesn't automatically make the whole Evet Hegdish. The owner is still a Shutif. You see, only half becomes Hegdish, not the whole body. Somebody says, Roish Evet Mochlecha, I'm selling you the head of my Evet. So Mishamna B'nei, we divide that between both, and the both Shutifs are on it. So see, not like this, we don't say, when you want to be matish the head, since that's the kvoidoi, the whole body is chal. No, only what you said. And the same way, somebody says, Roish chamoz hegdish, the head of my donkey should be hegdish. Also, who the hegdish should from boy, you should for you and hegdish. Roish chamoz, mokla, I want to sell it to you, the head of my chamor, misham nebenim, we value how much it's worth, and divide it between both of us. Roish por mokla, I want to sell you the head of my cow, is le mokla le roisha. Here we only sold mamas just the head of the cow, that's all. Shelpora, that's all. For lo yoid, not only this, ela basunsi why the head of the cow is different, ela afilu roish pora hegdish. If somebody's makdish, the head of the cow, ain't legdish on a roisha. The hegdish only has the head and not mua. Like this, Talmud says, when you say the head to be hegdish, it's chal b'shutfis. Half is yours, half is hegdish. So, but with the cow, Rashi explains, basunsi, if Yama report, Rup explains, because people sell the head of a cow, a kosher animal, people sell just the head. So therefore, when you mark the head, you mean only the head. And if you sell that, you only mean the head. But these other things, you don't sell the head. So when you mark the head, you mean half of the animal, you mean. And the question is, there's chamor and poro, the snai, bidram the pasha berchin. Then, well, there's no din erchin on a por and a chamor, and we need the mechvoid. You see, you don't go boss the chvoid, don't go boss the head. If someone is makdish the head, we don't say automatically the hegdish chal upon the whole behemah. You don't go boss the chvoid. Samara says that a good raya. Time according to your reasoning, tik shalachor evid. You got a kashan evid itself. Diyse berchin an evid kanani isn't the pasha berchin. You had to report the bar was mar ben evid, and still it says if you need the mechvoid, you don't go boss his head. So what's the stira? Ella, what do you have to answer? Lakasha. I'll tell you, ho the kotchim is beyach, ho the kotchim bede kabayis. One is talking about hegdish to give the money to for the mizbeach, for kabonis. One is talking about bede kabayis. So Rashi says, Ella, Lakasha. Hach price to the kotchim is beyach, the yom arosh chamor, yevet zelo dmei oilom, and in the mechvoidoi. The chiksiv nefoshes gabi erkechim, ksiv the kotchim bede kabayis. When do we have the posik by Erech and you go bosik voidoin, if you makdish the head, the whole thing is chal? That's when you're giving the money to the bedek abayis. But over here, this layer's bright, and it says it's not chal, the whole thing, just for shutfis. That's when you want to give the value for kotchim isbech, for kabonis. So therefore, there we don't dash in bechvoidoi. Now the Gemara says, so what do you answer me? But Maya Kimto, the kotchim isbech, this layer's bright, it says that when you makdish the head of the chamor, you beshutfis with hegdish. So what are we talking about now? We amount the shit of the money of it should go to the Mizbeach for Kabonis. Yes, so the Gemara says, I even say, what does the Sefer say? It says, V'lo yoid, el afilu oma, roish poros a hegdish. The head of this cow should be hegdish, ainli hegdish el roish. Hegdish only has the head of the cow, that's all. The question is why? If we're talking about a hegdish Mizbeach over here, so who a poros is an animal that can be chal kedusha on itself. So the question is, tifsha kedusha b'kula. Those things should become a korban. Since it's fit to be a korban, those things should be chal. Like Minotanya didn't learn like this. We learned. Haimer, somebody says, Ragla shozu oila. I just want the feet of this animal to become a korban oila. So Yochai would have thought to say, Take kulelu, those things is chal a korban oila on it. Tam Lemna, the apostle says, Kola shayite menu Hashem yi kodesh. Is me menu kodesh, like kula kodesh. Only what you want to give is kodesh, not the whole thing. So only the leg is chal kedushin, you have to sell it, and the money you give over to buy kabonis. But Yochai would have thought to say, Taitzel chulim, maybe the whole animal goes out to chulim. Tam Lemna, no yi, be of yosim tei. It has kedushin on it. So what do we do? Hokaitzad. Tim kolatzocha yelus. You have to sell it for the purpose of this korban. Like it has kedusha, its leg has kedusha. So you have to sell it for somebody who wants to buy a korban oila. The domei v'chulin, chutz medomei oisar eiver shabo, and the rest of the money goes out to chulin. Just the value of that eiver is chal kedusha. Divrei, that's the words of Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, they say no. Minan, how do we know the yisoid is that loyma? Somebody says ragla shezu oila. The foot of this korban should be of this animal should be korban oila. How do we know to say shakul oila? The whole thing is chal kedusha oila one. The Talmud Pesach says kol hashayita mimenu Hashem yekodesh is l'rabbi says kula. That is pashit. The kedusha automatically is chal upon the whole b'neima. So you know, dover shem nisham metluyibo. That's only this makloikis is where the nisham is not tluyibo. You said upon the regal. Abba, we're talking about the head though. For dover shem nisham metluyibo, kitcha kula. Everybody holds the kedusha chal upon the whole animal. So how could you tell me you're talking about Makotcha Mizbech over here? If you're talking about Makotcha Mizbech, if you say by the Torah, the head should be Hegdish, that's Neshama Kluya, but can't live without the head, then everybody should agree the whole thing should become Kodesh. Selam Alakur can't be talking about Makotcha Mizbech. So we're saying, no, Lakasha, Ho, Budusha Zaguf, Ho, Budusha Zdomin. When do we say it, Nispashit? If you made a Kedusha Zaguf, if you only want to make a Kedusha Zdomin, then it's not Nispashit. Was it Nova Mahu Diyama Makti Zoch, even if you mark this Zoch just for its value, Kodesh Kedusha with Chal Kedusha Guf on it? You see, also even Kedusha Dom, it's Mika the Nachti Kedusha Domim, is Kedusha Chal Kedusha Guf also. Lakasha, Hodi Yaktish Kulu, Hodi Yaktish Chadever. Chadever Nami Ibas Vosu Shalom, the Ibolon Rabba. Yeah. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here. Now we'll do this left again, we'll start over again tomorrow night, testing. Yeah, so you're holding that here, Yamar Aleph, in the middle of the child again, someone's against us, the cop again, so